On today's Technobabble, the people you need to do a live stream. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I talk about using video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. And I'd love for you to join the conversation, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, or you can always just leave a comment below the video. That's perfectly okay as well. If you're more of an email person, drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. So, if you're doing live streaming at your church, you might know that I'm in the midst of a project about live streaming. And so I thought that I'd share something about the personnel involved. Now, it is the case that technically speaking, you can do a live stream just by setting up a camera, sending that into an encoder, and then sending that off to the internet. Technically speaking, that qualifies. But let me encourage you to do better than that. I think that as you put more into a video, I think that you'll find that it communicates that the message is more valuable than if you don't. So what I'd really love every church that is thinking of getting into live streaming to do is skip the step of we just throw a camera in the back of the room and don't think about it. Skip that step and proceed directly to we want to live stream multiple cameras with a switcher with dedicated sound. Now I realize this is a lot more expensive. I get that. But I also know that it's light years above just the cheapo, it just barely works system that so many churches start out with. So I'm assuming that you don't do IMAG already. Now, IMAG is image magnification. And what that means is you use cameras to put video up on screens to help with sight lines and help people to see. I'm going to assume that you don't have that already. Because if you do, it's not a big leap. Instead, I'm going to assume that you're starting with nothing. Let's say you're a church plant, or you're new into this arena, and you just really want to do a good job. So let me explain some of the people that I would like to see you use in your live streaming ministry. First off, you need a director. Now, the director is the person who comes up with the vision of the live stream. This person knows what they have in mind and wants to make what's in their minds come into reality. The director can also be a producer. The director can also be a technical director. In some situations, the director can even be a sound engineer, although I wouldn't recommend it. So that's what a director does. The other positions that are sometimes combined into director, technical director, that's the person that operates the switcher. Producer, that's the person that oversees the content, not necessarily the artistic shots of your live stream. Also the person that communicates with everyone to make sure you know what's coming next, etc. Kind of the leader of the operation. After that, we have camera people. Now, a lot of churches try and get by with robotic cameras. I understand you don't want to take up the space of having someone with a tripod. I get that, but here's the thing that you should know. Their movements will never be as natural and beautiful as with a dedicated camera person. And that's not to say that if you have a dedicated camera person with a bad camera and a bad tripod versus a really great robotic camera, that the camera isn't going to win. I get that point. But still, it remains the case that someone who can operate a camera well and has good equipment to do so, that person is going to run rings about around a robotic camera. So I really want to encourage you not to go that way, but to put at least a couple of cameras up on tripods and put those in good enough placement that people can see at all times. So you have two camera people, unless you just have one camera, but generally at least two camera people, a director who may be functioning as a technical director and a producer, and a dedicated sound engineer. Why a dedicated sound engineer? Well, let's think of it this way. Let's say that you've got a live drum set. In your room, you must mix everything else to the level of the drum set. Now, you can do things to cut down the volume of the drums, but really, it's much better to mix to what it is in the room and then go with it that way. But if you're mixing to the drums, chances are you don't have them mic'd or you don't have them mic'd particularly well. So in the mix that you're sending through the room, you don't have very much drums added in. Someone that's a mile away or halfway around the world can't hear those drums because they're not being amplified through the system. So it's better to have someone remixing the audio specifically for the online campus. Understand? So that's another person. So ideally, if you fill in all the positions, you've got at least two camera people, a director, a technical director, a producer, and a live sound person. That's six people. Now, you can combine some of those roles, but I really wouldn't want to do a high-quality live stream with less than three people. A director, a sound person, and two camera operators. So that's four, actually. I forgot about the sound person when I said three. So four people. If you do that, I think you'll be surprised at how head and shoulders above the rest your production is. You'd be surprised at how many churches are putting out just barely able to do it productions. And I get that it's expensive, but think of it this way. For some people, that's the only church they can go to. Maybe they're in an area of the world where you're not allowed to go to church. Maybe they're not physically able to go to church. Maybe there's some part of their schedule that prohibits them from going to church, but they can take their lunch hour, watch online during church, and then be done and back to work in a good amount of time so they don't lose their job. Do you see that? There's really an advantage here. So I want to encourage you to think of this not as an add-on ministry. Don't think of a live stream as something you throw on at the end. Think of it as something that's real, that really matters to affecting lives and eternities. If you like this video, don't forget to share it, like, comment, and subscribe. By subscribing, you're basically saying, hey, I don't want to spend the extra effort of coming back all the time when you'll just send it to me automatically. And that's what I'd actually prefer, is to have this content sent to you automatically. So you can do that on YouTube by clicking the subscribe button, or if you're On the web, you can head to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe. Leave your comments by going to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact or below the video. And I hope that helps you and your church go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.